the computer corner. And Mustang Sally. And everything like that. I don't know. It's the computer corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR. We're taking your calls, your questions, your consternations at 602-277-5827. Kind of like Misty, who I think is with us and having a Windows 98 toolbar problem. Misty.
Yes, absolutely we are.
Hey, welcome to the computer corner.
Well, thank you very much. We certainly hope you can help us. This is completely out of our range of trying to figure out. So one day, suddenly, in the last couple of days, when we rebooted the computer, and the toolbar, the bottom toolbar, is now on the side. However, it takes up half of the screen.
Okay.
And then if you move your mouse up there and you get that little double bar that tells you can move it over.
Uh-huh.
If we move it over, then it becomes totally useless. Everything is the start thing and everything else is gone. And if I take any icons on the front and move them over a little bit to the right, then where the toolbar was, then they disappear as if the toolbar was still there.
Okay.
So, I don't know. To me, that's ghostly, but what would you say?
We got a couple of ideas for you.
Okay.
Is this toolbar now on the left side or the right side?
On the right side.
On the right side. Okay. If you want to go over in the toolbar, if you look at it on the right side, probably towards the top now of that toolbar is going to be the start button. Towards the bottom is going to be all the little icons to tell you what's running.
Yeah, the little icons. Yeah.
Okay. Somewhere in the middle of that, there's going to be there's like a gray space in the middle.
There's a space in the middle.
Yeah, and if you want to
start bar.
Yeah, if you want to right click on that space and go to properties.
Just a minute. Right click and go to properties.
Yeah, we want to make sure that where it says auto hide, make sure that's unchecked, and keep the taskbar on top of other windows is checked.
And then what was the one that should be checked?
It'll say something like always on top or keep it on top of other windows, something like that.
Oh yes.
So make sure that the auto hide unchecked, the taskbar on top or always on top is checked. Say apply and okay.
Okay.
Now what that did was locked it so it'll stay on top. That's half the problem. Now you said it's too large, like from the right hand edge.
Yes, it's really
large. Yeah, if you go to the far left hand edge now of that toolbar and click and drag it back down to the right, you should be able to make it smaller.
To drag it to the left?
Yeah, you want to get kind of right where the toolbar ends and the desktop begins. Your
right.
Your pointer will turn into like a double-headed arrow pointing left and right.
Right.
Then you'll drag that to the right until it becomes the size you want and release.
Okay. And then seize it?
So, yeah, now you've got it on the side, and it's the size you want, and everything's locked and unlocked properly. Now, the last part is click in the middle of that hold and drag it to the bottom, and you'll see it kind of snap to the bottom.
Now, is that a right or a left click?
Left click. You want to pretend like you're dragging it from the far right edge to the bottom.
Right.
And as soon as it gets down there, you'll kind of see like a shadow of it down at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And when it gets down there, release the left click, and it should appear back where it used to be in the right size, and everything should be good.
You are a magician.
I'm like a magician.
Thank you so much. We will try all those things.
Some people say I'm psychic, but I think it's more like psychotic.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck, and thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
See, I told you I knew something.
Yes, you did.
I've been telling you for so long.
I know. You finally proved it.
Well, Misty was actually a friend of mine, and I told her to call with something I knew how to solve.
I knew it had to be some kind of rigged up thing.
You know, for computer people, the computer we have here out on site is going crazy because it just decided to log us out of Windows, and so all of my caller information is gone. So I'm hoping that the guys back at the studio will figure out some other way to get us caller information because we're having problems with that. So let's talk about some of the resources you can find.
Definitely.
About wireless internet and internet on the road that you have posted up at datadoctors.com. You click on where it says radio and you can see some of those resources. Things like Ken's recommendations for mobile internet access.
Yes, which he goes through thoroughly, all the different options and how to do them. It's very helpful.
And there's also, did you know that if you have wireless internet access in your home, in your office, or if you're going out to one of those hotspots somewhere, there's some things you need to do to make sure that your network is secure and that your PC is secure. Did you know if you're out at one of these hotspot places like a Starbucks and you're hooked up to their wireless network, you're hooked up to not only their connection to the internet, but possibly other people's connection to you. and stuff that's on your machine may be accessible by others. So you want to make sure you check out those resources to make sure you either disable those things or put the security in that's necessary. And we've got step-by-step instructions and information on how to make sure your machine is secure or your wireless network is secure. Again, that's at datadoctors.com.
Definitely.
You click on the radio show section and look under where it says resources.
And you want to be careful because a lot of people, for example, some of the big stores, they will actually not charge you to come out and install a wireless network if you buy the equipment from them. But most people don't know that they leave all the settings at the default setting. So that does not enable your web security. It does not enable that encryption to protect you from intruders and people doing drive-by, what we call, you know, drive-by
hacking.
Yeah. So what you want to do is make sure that if you do have someone come out there and install it, that they change the default settings, they enable this protection, because you don't want someone driving by and accessing your accounts, your credit card numbers, any of that information. So be careful.
I don't want somebody getting that stuff?
Well, you might, but most people don't.
Oh, okay. So we're talking about internet on the road. We're talking about hotspots. We're talking about wireless internet, and we're inviting you to call in at 602-277-5827 with something on that topic or any other. We'll take those calls and questions, and I'm talking like this because I'm trying to reconnect.
No problem. Do we have time
back
for an email?
To our wireless internet connection.
See?
Because it finally rebooted, and I don't know what we're doing here. But, we've got email questions there.
Yes, we do.
We can get to. We had somebody write in about their wireless connection and how to configure a second PC to use
wireless. Well, no. Paul Schulte, I hope I pronounced that right.
You know what? Use two first names. Paul.
Paul, yes. He called in, and he has a single laptop at his house, and he wants to have wireless access so he can move the computer around the house as need be, but he wants to know, is this possible? So he's a very beginner.
All right, so let me make sure I got this straight. He's got a laptop computer.
Correct.
He's got some kind of high-speed internet connection in his house.
Correct.
He wants to know, can I take that laptop, maybe go out by the pool, go in the patio, maybe go upstairs with it, go downstairs in the kitchen, wherever,
mm-hmm.
and be able to surf the internet without having to have it plugged into stuff.
Mm-hmm. And have a cord tracking all around.
Wow. We can do that, Paul. Paul, what you need is you need something called a broadband router that has a wireless access point built in. We recommend, generally, because of the cost and the ease of setup, a product by Linksys that would do that. And generally, it's got several different functions built into one little box. And the functions are, you plug your broadband connection, your cable connection or your DSL connection, whatever it is, you plug that into this router that then lets you plug in wired computers that might be near that connection into that so you can use it. And it also kind of puts a firewall in place, which is a good thing and protects you from outside attacks. But then it has that third component built in with the little kind of antennas or rabbit ears that stand up there so that it puts out a wireless signal that you can use, and then take your laptop and you'd purchase a card that you slide in, usually a PC card slot. It's called a wireless network card.
And some of the new laptops come with that, so
yeah,
you want to look
ones.
And see.
And then you'd be able to just kind of cruise around. You configure some things, make sure you turn on that security we talked about, and you should be free to go. And you usually get a couple hundred feet of range out of that. So if it's set up right and you kind of do your homework a little bit and make sure you understand all the parts involved, there's a good chance you can go out and surf by the pool or go upstairs, go down in the kitchen, wherever it is you want to be, and maybe just have to be plugged into power unless you got lots of battery life. So
yeah,
you can check out the ways to keep yourself secure and some of the step-by-step instructions at our website, datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section, and from there, you'll be able to see those instructions.
And it'll also show you, we have a couple different lists of hotspots that you can go to. So before you go out on the road and you have no internet access to find these hotspots, when you're at home, go type in where you're going, the zip code. You can look by locations of retail stores. You get a list, download it, print it out, map it out where you're going, and then grab your laptop, jump in your car, go down to that location, and you have access to a wireless hotspot.
Bada bing.
Bada boom.
That's right.
You're on the road.
Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to try to get our technology life straightened back out, see if we can figure out who's online, and invite you to call in at 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner, broadcasting live from the Home and Landscape Show down at the Arizona State Fairgrounds at 19th Avenue and McDowell. And it's Michael Valdivia, Brandon Disney. You're listening to News Radio 620 KTAR. We'll be right back.
Administaff provides outsourced human resources.